Old School Rave Piano Hooks, for smoky late night moods. Intermediate, Ableton Live, drum and bass composition. All right, let's build a proper old school rave piano hook that feels like 3 a.m. warehouse smoke, but still punches through a 174 BPM drum and bass mix. The goal here is not pretty piano. The goal is rhythmically addictive stabs, dark harmony, and just enough bite that you can still hear the hook when the drums and bass are doing their thing. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar hook with call and response, a two-layer piano stack, a clean device chain, and an arrangement approach you can drop into a Riedel DNB tune. First, set the session up so you're writing in the right world. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That tempo is a sweet spot for rollers, fast, but still roomy enough for syncopation. Choose a dark, playable key. F minor is perfect, G minor is great, D minor works too. I'll reference F minor a lot, but you can transpose the whole idea. Now create two MIDI tracks, one called Piano Body, and another called Piano Attack or Layer. Then set up two return tracks, return A for a short reverb, and return B for delay and space. And here's a big workflow tip. Keep a basic drum loop and your bass playing quietly while you write the piano. Not loud, just enough that you can feel where the snare sits. In DNB, your piano doesn't sit on top of the beat. It lives inside the pocket around the snare. Now let's choose sounds. Old school rave piano identity often comes from sampled stabs and hard transients. But for a smoky late night mood, we're going to tame the brightness, warm it up, and add a little grit. You've got two solid options. Option A, a stock Ableton Grand style piano. Load a piano instrument from Piano and Keys or an Ableton Pack piano. Pick something fairly bright to start, because we can darken it later. Starting bright gives you definition. Option B, and honestly often more authentic, use a piano stab sample in Simpler. Drop a short piano stab into Simpler, classic mode. Set polyphony or voices around 8 to 12 so chords play clean. Add a low-pass filter, LP24, around 6 to 10kHz. Add a touch of drive, like 2 to 6%. Then shorten the amp envelope release so your chords don't blur into each other. Remember, these stabs are basically percussion with harmony. Before we write chords, one mindset shift that helps a lot. Think hook equals rhythm plus top note, not hook equals chord progression. A lot of classic rave piano hooks feel iconic because the highest note behaves like a melody, while the rest of the chord is more like a punchy texture. If you want to get really organized in Ableton, after you write your chord stabs, duplicate the MIDI clip and extract the top voice to its own track or chain. Then you can shape that top line with its own velocity, its own delay throws, even its own filter movement. Now choose a register rule before you write. This is huge for keeping it smoky and not childish. Here are three good rules. Pick one, mid-register rule. Keep most notes between C3 and C5. That tends to feel intimate and late night. High stab rule. Put chords between C4 and C6, but darken them with filtering and saturation so they stay rave-y without getting bright and plasticky. Split rule. The left hand is implied, meaning only rare low stabs, while the right hand does the hook. This automatically avoids low-end clashes with your bass. I'm going to lean mid-register, with occasional higher hits for emphasis. Now let's build a harmonic palette, minor plus tension. For smoky vibes, we want minor chords, minor sevenths, major sevenths, suspended notes, and the occasional rave tension color like a flat 2 neighbor hit or a sharp 4 flash. In F minor, here's a strong pull. Fm at 9, F, tab, C, and G. DB major 7, DB, F, AB, C, IB at 9, IB, G, BB, F, C minor 7, C, IB, G, BB, and then a spicy color move. A GB chord flavor is a quick neighbor hit. Don't live there, just touch it and resolve. And if theory isn't your thing, the simple version is, use minor chords, then add one extra note. That extra note is your smoke. Now rhythm. This is where the hook becomes DNB ready. Quick drum reminder. Typical DNB snare is on beat 2 and beat 4. Your piano must respect that. If your stabs slam right on 2 and 4, the groove gets clumsy, like the piano is stepping on the snare's toes. So here's the approach. We're going to push stabs just after beat 1, leave air around 2, answer after 2, then do a small pickup before 4, and resolve after 4 into the next bar. In Ableton, make a 4-bar MIDI clip on your body piano first. Set the grid to 1/16. Don't humanize yet. We'll groove it later. Now place stabs in a pattern that feels like offbeat energy with snare space. A workable starting feel is something like a stab a little after 1, another later in the first beat, then a response after 2, then a couple stabs in the second half leading toward 4, and a final push after 4. Don't get stuck on exact positions. The real test is this. Mute everything except drums and piano. If the snare suddenly feels quieter or like it lost authority on 2 and 4, your stabs are too close to the snare transient, or you're too heavy in the 1 to 3 KHz zone. Two easy fixes. 1. Nudge a problematic stab late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. That tiny shift can make the snare pop back out. 2. Later, we'll notch a little around 2 to 3 KHC on the piano group if needed. Now we expand that rhythm into a 16-bar hook with call and response, because DNB lives on momentum and micro variation. Here's the blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the motif. Use just 2 chords if you want. Keep it simple and memorable. Repeat the rhythm so your brain locks in. Bars 5 to 8. Answer phrase. Keep basically the same rhythm, but change the last chord or insert a tension chord like that GB neighbor hit as a pickup. Then add a tiny top note lick at the end of bar 8. 1 to 3 notes. No piano soloing. Just a quick signature. Bars 9 to 12. Repeat with variation. Copy bars 1 to 4, then change one thing. 1. Maybe add a seventh to a chord. Maybe invert a voicing. Maybe remove the roots so it feels lighter. The goal is hypnotic, not random. Bars 13 to 16. Peak and resolve. Add one higher octave chord hit at a key moment to lift energy. And in bar 16, do a turnaround. Maybe a half bar stop. Maybe a filtered chord. Maybe a last stab that sets up the loop back to bar 1. Think of bar 16 like the inhale before the loop exhales again. Now let's make it feel played instead of blocky. Voice leading and inversions. Instead of dragging the same chord shape around, try to keep one or two notes the same between chords and move the other notes by the smallest possible step. In Ableton, an easy method, duplicate your chord clip. On the second pass, invert chords so the top note moves smoothly. For example, moving from FM at 9 to dB Maj 7 to EB at 9 to CM 7. Try keeping a common tone like F or G when it makes sense, and adjust inversions until the chord-to-chord motion feels like a hand naturally shifting, not jumping. That alone makes it smokier, because smoke is about smooth transitions, not hard edges. Now we build the two-layer stack, body and attack. Layer 1 is body. Warm, mid-focused, stable. On the body piano track, at EQ 8 first. High pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. Be brave here. Your bass owns the sub. If it's muddy, dip 250 to 400 Hz by 2 or 3 dB. If it's too bright, do a gentle high shelf down from 7 to 10 KHC. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Add drive around 2 to 6 dB. And level match. Always level match, because louder always sounds better even when it isn't. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue. Then utility, width around 80 to 110%. Don't go crazy wide yet, we want club safe. Layer 2 is attack. This is the layer that makes the hook readable on small speakers and cuts through drums. Use a brighter piano or a short stab sample in simpler. On attack, EQ 8. High pass much higher, like 250 to 400 Hz. This layer doesn't need lows. Add a small boost around 2 to 4 KHz, 1 or 2 dB, to bring out the knock. Then add redux, very subtly. Bit reduction around 10 to 12, downsample X2 to X4. Go easy. If it turns fizzy, back it off. Then auto filter with a low pass around 6 to 12 KHz, and we'll automate that later for movement. Now blend the attack layer quietly under the body layer. Here's the listening test. Turn your monitors down. If you can still recognize the hook at low volume, you've got enough attack. If it starts sounding like a toy piano, you have too much attack. Now treat both layers like one instrument. Group them into a piano group and do a little bus processing. On the group, you can add a gentle EQ dip around 300 Hz if the whole thing fogs up. And if the snare gets masked, try a small dip around 2.5 KHC on the group. Also consider a subtle sidechain compressor on the piano group keyed from the full drum group, not just the kick. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, and just 1 to 2 dB of movement. The point is breathing with the break, not pumping. Now space. DNB is fast, long bright reverb smear everything and kill punch. So reduce short, dark ambience and control delay. Return A. Short reverb, use hybrid reverb, room or chamber, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, high pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 khz, then send just a little from each piano layer, like 5 to 15%, return B, tempo delay, use echo, set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%, high pass 250 Hz, low pass 6 to 8 kHz, add a tiny amount of modulation for drift, very subtle, like the air in the room moving. If you want an extra warehouse air trick, make a third return with extremely short ambience, like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, heavily filtered, very quiet, and put an auto filter after the reverb, so the tail gets darker than the dry hit. That keeps the smoke in the room without washing the groove. Now groove and human feel, but still tight. Once your rhythm is working, go to groove pool. Try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 62. Apply it lightly, like 20 to 40%. Then shape velocities. This matters more than people think. Accents slightly stronger where the phrase speaks, and ghost stab softer, especially near the snare hits. You can also use Ableton's random MIDI effect very subtly. Scale around 3 to 7, chance 100%, but only if it's really small. And if it starts sounding messy, turn it off, and just draw velocity changes manually. Now one of the most old-school tricks. Control chord length like a drummer controls decay. Don't rely only on the instrument release knob. Go into the MIDI and shorten most stabs so they're tight. Then reserve one longer smear chord at the end of a phrase, like bar 4, 8, or 16. That one sustain becomes the smoke in the room. Another classic trick, use negative space as a motif. Keep the rhythm consistent, but every two bars, remove one expected stab. That missing hit becomes part of the hook's identity. And in DNB, that negative space gives the drums room to talk. Now arrangement, let's turn your hook into a practical DNB structure. Think 64 bars. Intro bars 1 to 17. Filter drums, atmos, and a teased piano. Put an auto filter low pass on the piano group around 1.5 to 4 kHz so it's present, but distant. You're hinting at the rhythm, not revealing the whole thing. Build. Bars 17 to 33. Bring the full piano in. Automate a couple of delay throws at the end of phrases by pushing the echo send only on the last chord of bar 8 or 16. Then do a one bar break around bar 32. Either drop the piano completely or filter it hard. That creates the vacuum before the drop. Drop 1. Bars 33 to 49. Full drums and bass. Here's the big arranging move. Don't have the piano play constantly. Try playing the hook every two bars, so the bass line can be the engine. Piano becomes punctuation and hype. Drop 2 variation. Bars 49 to 65. Same hook, but add a small twist. This audio version is shortened for playback.